June 23rd, 1922. How the troops are more than sun. I was thinking to myself, Jesus says many things about his most holy will, but it seems that he is not understood. And even by the confessors themselves, they seem doubtful. And before a light so immense, they remain neither illuminated nor drawn to love a will so lovable. Now, while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus, throwing his arms around my neck, told me, My daughter, do not be surprised at this. Those who are not completely empty of their own will cannot have a sure knowledge of mine, because the human will forms the cloud between mine and theirs, and hinders the knowledge of the value and the effects the mind contains. But in spite of this, they cannot say that it is not light. See, also the things that can be seen down here are not comprehended by men. Who can ever tell what I did in creating the sun, or how much light and heat it contains? Yet they see it. They enjoy its effects. It is with them all day. Its heat and light follow them everywhere. And with all this, they neither know nor can they tell its height, or the light and the heat it possesses. And if anyone wanted to rise up in order to know this, the light would eclipse him, the heat would burn him. So, man is forced to keep his eye low and enjoy the light without being able to investigate it, contenting himself with saying, It is sun. So, if this happens with the sun, which can be seen and which I created for the natural good of man, more so with the truths, which contain, oh, how much more light and heat than the sun itself. Especially then, the truths that regard my will, which contain eternal effects, goods, and value. Who can ever measure all that it contains? It would be as though wanting to eclipse oneself. It would be better to lower one's forehead and enjoy the light that my truth brings, loving it, and making that little light, which the human intelligence comprehends, one's own, rather than putting it aside as something that does not belong to them, because they do not comprehend all the fullness of the light. So, with the sun, although they do not comprehend it, they enjoy its light as much as they can. They make use of it in order to operate, to walk, to look, and oh, how they long for daylight, so that the light may keep them company and live with them. But then my truths, which are more than light, and make the sun of the day rise in the human minds, are neither regarded nor loved, nor longed for, and are held as a trifle. What sorrow! However, when I see that they put my truths aside, I put them aside, and I let my truths do their course with the souls who love them and long for them, and make use of their light in order to model their lives and become one with them. Do you think I have told you everything about my truths? About the effects and the value that my truth contains? Oh, how many more sons do I have to make rise? And do not be surprised if you do not comprehend everything. Be content with living of its light. And this is enough for me.